Online at USA Radio News, I'm Jason Wirt.
I've been teaching organic chemistry for the last 17 years, so I'm pretty good with complex calculations. But when I started thinking about my retirement, I was pretty stumped. Luckily, I have TIAA as my financial partner. Together, we retrosynthetically analyzed my financial future, which is organic chem speak for we figured it out.
Your personal success takes a financial partner who values it as much as you do. Learn more at TIAA.org.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need a ton of supplies for my business, but I hate spending all that money.
Well, it's a great time to stock up and save during Staples' Buy More, Save More event.
Buy More, Save More event?
Yep, the more you buy, the more you save on everything for your office.
Everything, like pens and folders?
Yep.
I also need paper, file folders, storage bins, notepads, hand sanitizer, bubble roll. What else do I need?
A shopping cart. You will definitely need a cart for all this stuff.
The Buy More, Save More event, right now at Staples. Make more happen. In-store only.
The show that's focused on investing strategies for today's needs and tomorrow's goals. This is Bucket Strategy Investing, presented by the Wealth Advisors at Lucia Capital Group. Now, here are Johnny Dean and Rick the Professor Plum.
Welcome back to the program. Of course, Bucket Strategy Investing, that's the show. Looking ahead to the rest of this hour. Well, we got, of course, more of the best in money advice as Professor Rick Plum is here with me, Johnny Dean in studio. We're hosting, talking to you about your money, the Brain Trust. That's what we are. And we're here to help you out from a strategy standpoint, from a money, financial, retirement, et cetera standpoint. As always, we're going to talk about any money issue that you might have. Whatever question that needs answering, we're here for you. We got more of your emails to get to as well. Those answers will be coming up shortly. I did want to get into, in just a couple of moments, the idea of bond alternatives. We'll explain what we mean by that coming up in just a second. So several lines open right now. You can give us a call while you've got the opportunita. 877-PLANNER, our number, PLANNER. That's 877-752-6637. Lines open for you. Regarding your emails, send them to us via our website. That's also known as wealthed.com. You click on the Find Your Answer link there at the top of the page, and we'll get them right here in the studio. Professor Rick Plum, certified financial planner, here with me once again from Lucia Capital Group, as I said. So if you got a money question or if you need a bucket strategy, put together a plan done just for you, none of this generic advice, you can reach Rick or any of the advisors that we've got on hand. 800-644-1150. 800-644-1150. That's the off-air number. We're here to give you the help you need so that you're not stuck with doing all this stuff on your own. You don't want to be, believe me. Again, off the air, the number 800-644-1150 at Lucia Capital Group. We thank them for bringing us this hour of the program, as they have for many years. On the air, you can reach us, 877-PLANNER. I said that, P-L-A-N-N-E-R. Okay, now, Professor Plum, we're talking last hour about bonds. The risks of bonds, as many people know, especially if they were listening last hour, is that interest rates, one of the risks is that interest rates could go up. And if you have to sell that bond, you wind up the risk of having to sell it for less than what you paid for it. And you could lose some money depending on where, how far interest rates go and how much time you have until that bond matures.
And if you hold on to it, you have a lower interest rate and you're missing out on an opportunity to have a higher interest
rate. Right, that's opportunity cost. Another possible risk would be the company. I mean, if you're investing in corporate bonds, you never know. I mean, some...
Even municipal bonds.
Even municipal bonds, we've seen that.
Stockton?
I think Detroit. Was it Detroit?
I think they had some problems.
They had some problems. But anyway, yes. So there are risks that the cash machine
but
that
most
you bought,
of the time we're more interested in the interest rate risk.
Yes.
The movement of interest rates in the economy compared to what your bond is paying. And if interest rates go up, your bond becomes worth less than it was before.
Right.
Although if you hold it to maturity and the company's still there paying, the entity's still there paying, you're going to get your money back as long as it doesn't default. But you won't make as much money along the way.
No, and of course there are a lot of people out there that are holding bonds, and they have been as part of their portfolio. Not that, and there really isn't anything wrong with that, but I know that they're saying, boy, you know, interest rates could go up. I don't want to have to sell these. I got a bond fund, and now what's going to happen with this bond fund if for some reason interest rates go up in a hurry, whatever that means. So what do I do? What do I do with this? I don't want to take my bond money necessarily and put it in the stock market, even though a lot of people, I think,
are
doing that.
Those are completely different animals.
They really are completely different animals, but some people, I think, are doing that just to go after the yield. So the smarter ones, I would say, are saying, well, what do I do? What do I do? Well, one suggestion, Professor Plum, that had come up last hour was, Instead of investing your money with, you know, a government or with a corporation, perhaps using some of the annuity products that are offered by insurance companies. Now, these aren't for everybody. They have their own set of risks, et cetera. But if we're going to consider something like, let's say, a fixed annuity as an alternative to a bond,
right?
How does that work?
Well, it's kind of similar to a CD in that respect, in many of them. Now, there are fixed annuities that reset their rate every year. They give you a first-year rate that looks wonderful, but then every year after. So when you're looking at fixed annuities, you have to understand how long is the interest rate that they're currently paying guaranteed for? Or is it a bonus product up front that pays you 4 or 5% interest this year on a base of 1, and then every year after this you only get 1%? You need to know what the interest rate they're going to pay for the period of time you're going to own it is. How long are you going to own it? Well, most of the time you need to know for sure how long you're going to own it is the surrender period. Annuities have surrender charges, substantial penalty for early withdrawal, substantial in some respects. So when do you want to be able to move the money? Now, usually they're anywhere from 3 to 15 year surrender periods. 3% doesn't give you much of an interest rate. 15% usually is more favorable to the agent. So the sweet spot is somewhere in the 5 to 9 year time horizon. That's what we've seen so far for the investor. So what we're looking for is, what is my interest rate over that period of time? And if I do need to get some money out, do I have any access to my money? Within a fixed annuity, generally, not always, generally you have the ability to get to 10% of the contract value in any given year without a surrender charge. Now, that is not an industry blanket statement. Some of them say you have to wait a year before you can take any money out. Then you can get your 10% a year out. Some of them say you can't get anything other than the interest in any given year until the end of the surrender period. And so do understand what the interest is going to be and look at it as a worst case scenario. Don't look at it as, okay, they're paying 3% right now for the first year, and I expect them to continue to pay that, not in today's environment. What is the worst case scenario? What could they reduce it to? Because that could happen, and you have to be happy with it even under those worst case scenarios. We were talking earlier about a 5-year that was paying about 2.3% or so. That's a 5-year surrender period and a 5-year locked rate. You're not going to get any more, you're not going to get any less. And it's just going to be added to your principal every year unless you start withdrawing the interest, or you can get up to maybe 10% each year. So you understand how long you're locked in, what the worst case interest rate is, and what the penalty for getting out is, how much you can get out in any given year without a penalty. So yeah, those are the things you want to look at with a fixed annuity. But as we were saying, if you were considering a 5-year bond, you know, a 10-year treasury at 1.5, I mean, a reasonable alternative might be a 5-year fixed annuity at 2.25%.
Right, because of course, obviously the interest rate is a little bit higher. You earn a little bit more on this. You were going to put your money away for 10 years, but if you could only put it away for 5 years, you could stop at that point, take the money that you've been given and
reinvest it again.
Get your principal and say, where are interest rates right now? And you can make a decision there. Yeah, where could I put it? I could put it back in the insurance contract, or maybe a government bond looks more attractive at this point.
Now, one of the things, there is a little bit different in taxation. A federal government bond, you don't pay state income tax on. A fixed annuity withdrawal, non-qualified, you pay state income tax on, as well as federal. Government bond, you pay federal income tax on. Municipal bonds, if you are a resident of the state that issued the bond, you don't pay income tax at the state or the federal level. However, if I live in California and I buy a New York municipal bond, I pay state income tax on the interest I'm receiving from that New York bond. It's only the California bonds that are double tax-free to a California resident. Same thing goes for a New York resident that buys a California bond, if they would ever do that. So you have to look at, do you want a state-specific municipal bond fund to be double tax-free, or do you want a national bond fund to spread out your risk, but some of it won't be state tax-free? It is, municipals are federal tax-free.
Well, yes, and of course you look at it, maybe if you're looking at it as you would a CD, we can compare sometimes, you mentioned that.
CDs are federal
taxable
and state taxable.
Right, exactly.
Ordinary income.
Yes, ordinary income, just the same as the returns from these annuities are.
Right, and annuities, you're going to pay federal and state income tax as ordinary income from the distribution of a non-qualified annuity.
Yes. So, but the real reason to consider these tax considerations aside.
Well, you have to bring that into mind. I mean, if I have a 20-year government bond that's paying 3%, and I have a 20-year state-specific municipal bond of the state of my residency that's paying 3%, and I trust the municipality. They're the same interest rate. Well, the municipal is going to have a step up on it because I don't have to pay federal income taxes. So you have to do an equivalent yield to see which one of those are better. Or if it's only paying 2.5% instead of 3, which one's better for me?
Because
what's my interest rate?
Right, take out the tax considerations and see which one is.
If I'm in a very low income tax bracket, the 3% may be better even after paying taxes than the 2.5% before taxes, or tax free. So we have to play those games.
You do have to. Now, that's if you're considering maybe using this as a bond alternative. If you're looking at it as perhaps a CD alternative, then your tax considerations are virtually the same, I would say.
Well, no, I think you still have to look at the tax rate because it's not what I do or do not pay in taxes. It's what I earn, but it's what I keep.
Yes.
That's the most important. And so it's everything is about what I get to keep in my pocket. You know, a good rate of return that I have to pay a bunch of taxes on may not be as good as a little bit lower rate of return that I don't have to pay taxes on.
Yeah.
But it's all about how much in taxes do I have to pay to be able to make sure that I'm getting what I really think I'm getting and to evaluate and compare apples to apples.
Now, we got fixed annuities that we were just talking about as perhaps a CD alternative. Mm-hmm. Maybe something like a fixed indexed annuity as well?
That can be a bond alternative, assuming you don't want an income from it.
Right, and we can get into that as well. But, I mean, a bond alternative, some people like the income, some like to reinvest the...
Well, are we buying the bond as a diversification tool
or
as an income generator?
Income tool. Exactly. All right, 877-PLANNER. More coming up. We got lines open for you. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, the Brain Trust standing by from Lucia Capital Group to answer your questions. Coming right back right after this.
Lucia Capital Group asked what you feel are your greatest financial fears.
I'm worried about outliving our money.
Another market crash.
Taxes in our retirement.
While we may share concerns about saving, investing, and retiring, we each have a unique financial fingerprint and our own individual concerns.
We always worry about the national economy.
Inflation, healthcare costs.
Because every investor has their own challenges, Lucia Capital Group customizes a strategy for each client that addresses their specific goals and needs. At Lucia Capital Group, we understand fears of outliving your money, market volatility, and inflation. Learn how a bucket strategy can be designed to help address your concerns. Schedule a complimentary consultation. Call 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or click Contact Us at luciacap.com. That's luciacap.com.
Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, an affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services. The strategy involves investment subject to risk. At Lucia Capital Group, we believe there are three critical steps that should precede making any investment decision: education, advice, and planning. Education. Learn about available options and expand your understanding of investment products. Advice. Get guidance from experienced financial planning professionals who you feel understand your specific needs. Planning. Choose a strategy that consistently supports your investment decisions. Where can you go for financial guidance? Lucia Capital Group invites you to build your wealth education at WealthEd.com. WealthEd.com features live and on-demand video programming featuring Lucia Capital Group advisors who will help educate you about investing, give guidance based on years of experience in the financial services industry, and help you build a strategic plan that integrates your investments. WealthEd.com, the site dedicated to wealth education. WealthEd.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member SIP. PC and a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal.
First, Gary from accounting came in with the sniffles. Just a cold, he said, but it was not a cold. Then Janet breaks out in a heavy sweat. That's the flu. Then round and round the office it goes. But when it's your turn? Well, it's not going to be your turn because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're waiting for the coughing, sore throat, aching flu to pass, you can go to the big game. Score! Shield yourself with the flu shot from Rite Aid before it's too late. No appointments necessary, and it's free with most insurance. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
Napa Know-How.
A Napa guy knows that by the foot, there's no better ride than an old station wagon. Room for six people facing forward, two people facing backward, and a whole lot of luggage, lumber, and bicycles haphazardly strapped to the roof. If you can parallel park that beast, you can park anything. And with some quality parts and a little Napa know-how, you can keep your land ship running longer, stronger. It's not obsolete. It's a rare treasure. That's Napa Know-How.
Napa Know-How.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658.
We're here answering your money questions. Live, radio, television, internet, and any other way that you might want to access the program. Live in studio audience, I don't know. With Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum here from Lucia Capital Group. More questions coming up. More, just another a few words in a couple moments on alternatives to bonds or some sort of fixed income alternatives. We brought up one a little bit ago, and we're going to bring up a couple more here in just a moment. But I want to remind you, too, that there are more strategies that you need to learn about that we aren't even going to have time to cover here on this program, because it takes just a little bit more time than we have to tell you all about these alternative retirement strategies. And how you find out about that is you attend one of the workshops. Coming up, there's going to be another one here this Saturday in Las Vegas, Nevada. If you are anywhere in Las Vegas or the surrounding areas, you want to join the Brain Trust at the Renaissance Hotel this Saturday. We're running out of time. Do sign up. You go to wealthed.com, wealthed.com. Learn about these alternative retirement strategies and some alternative investments that could go along with those strategies. So, Professor Plum and the gang, local folks there from Las Vegas, the Brain Trust, will be on hand to answer your questions and tell you all about this stuff. 9 o'clock, Las Vegas Renaissance Hotel. Now, after that, we are getting close to October 8th, Phoenix, Arizona. So all you Phoenicians out there watching, listening, want to join the Brain Trust and meet them October 8th, Saturday morning in Phoenix, Arizona. That's a week from Saturday. Still some time, but not a lot of time to sign up. So Las Vegas and Phoenix, the next two. After that, Houston, Texas, a couple weeks down the road, October 22nd. That'll be that one. We'll give you more information as we get closer to that. More cities, more townships, more places to talk to you. Go to wealthed.com to sign up. Not a dime to be charged to you. It's all free. And you're going to show up. You have a lot of fun. Wealthed.com. Do hope to see you there. Once again, 877-PLANNER, our number, PLANNER. All right, so Professor Plum, as we're talking about some of these bond alternatives here for just a moment, we mentioned fixed annuities. I brought up fixed index annuities, and without getting too much into the differences between the two, one can follow an index, I suppose, and perhaps give you
a... Well, the big difference between a fixed annuity and an index annuity, which is the full name is a fixed index annuity, is how they calculate the interest. That's all the difference is. They're both guaranteed principal accounts from the insurance company. They both pay interest. With a traditional fixed annuity, the interest is declared up front. With an index annuity, the interest is declared after the end of some measuring period, usually 1 year, although it could be different. And they look backwards and say, what did the index that we have selected do from a performance standpoint? If the index was positive, you'll most likely get some amount of interest. If the index was negative over that measuring period, then you will not get any interest payment. But you don't lose anything either, because you're not invested in the index. You're not invested in any security. You're invested in a fixed annuity that pays interest, and the interest is determined by the movement of the index. So if the index is positive, you'll get some interest payment. How much? Well, that depends on the what they call strategy that you select. There are multiple types of strategies. What is a strategy? A strategy is a formula where they take the raw return of the index and put it through this formula to determine how much of the raw return of the index you get as an interest payment. Now, there's going to be some factors in there, some variables in there that are going to be capped or something. There's either a cap rate, a participation rate, a spread rate, or maybe all three. And so what they do is it's a way for the insurance company to minimize, actually, to reduce the raw data to an interest rate that is less than what the market did or that index did over that measuring period of time. The cap rate says that you are eligible for the index return up to a specific number, a cap. A spread rate is you get the index return less a certain spread expressed as a set of interest, an interest rate, 1.5, 2.5. I've seen them as high as 10 and 12. So if whatever the index does, you subtract out the spread, and that's what you get paid in, on the other side. Participation rate is whatever the index does, the raw data does, you get X percent of that interest rate. If it goes up 10 and you've got a 60% participation rate, you get 60% of the 10. Now, sometimes they'll say you get a 60% participation rate with a cap of X or a spread of Y, so they can put things together. So the strategy is the key. How is the strategy going to affect the raw data? They can do monthly averaging, they can do point to point. So all of these things are things you really should at least understand the basics of before you buy an index annuity.
Now doing this though, to look at it, is it really a bond alternative? Because bonds, some people buy for income, and some people buy them, they'll take whatever income and they'll reinvest it, I suppose, in those bonds. Would you consider something like an index annuity to be a bond alternative or not?
In some respects, yes. In some respects, no. If I'm buying it for an income, now we're talking about a raw fixed annuity without any riders on it. It is more of a midterm account where people used to use bonds and reinvest a bond fund and reinvest the interest over a 5, 6, 7, 8 year period of time. They're worried about the interest rates moving up. They might use a fixed index annuity in that particular area because you can't lose principal in them, and you get whatever interest that it earns added to the principal on an annual basis. So it would be one where we could use it as a diversification tool where we have money that we're going to set aside for a period of years, generally 5 to 7 to 9 years, where we can let it just kind of sit, not where we're looking to take an income from it. Where we're looking to take an income from it, where people have been selling these, are they put these income riders on them that create a distribution and a guaranteed distribution forever and ever and ever, as long as you, and if you have a joint annuitant, your joint co-owner, for as long as the two of you are alive. In many cases, it's over a husband and wife's or two spouses' lives.
Right.
And so is that a good thing? Well, it can be. Having guaranteed income can really help us, you know, from an emotional standpoint, be more comfortable in retirement. But you have to look at what you're actually getting. Is it an alternative? Yeah, it can be an alternative. I see it more of a lifetime income asset, where to me a bond is not necessarily a lifetime income because it has a finite period of time.
Yes.
Finite being hopefully less than my life.
Well, I don't know. I mean, you can go out as much as 30 years, but if you're doing, you know, a 5 year, you would like it to be your life to be a little bit longer than that.
I'm hoping I have 30 left.
Well,
that's putting me out there.
Well, it is putting you out there, but maybe not for you, but for somebody. You know, you can go out as long as 30 years. Quick question from somebody. This was just handed to me. Is now a good time to get out or get into bonds and bond funds? You got a minute to answer.
Yes and no. Okay,
what are we going to do for the other question? Once again, we don't do timing.
It also depends on what you're trying to accomplish with the allocation to bonds that you're dealing with. If you're looking for growth, well, obviously, and you're looking at historical performance thinking you're going to get that, no, you're not going to get that. So no, you wouldn't stay in them for that respect. But if it's part of a diversified, disciplined portfolio, then you may want to stay with at least some of it. Or maybe you switch it out for something else, like maybe a business development company or a REIT or something else. different set of risk characteristics, different mm-hmm. set of income characteristics, but have different, get different, further diversification.
Maybe if you got a 401k, consider a stable value fund. I don't know.
Maybe it depends on what they're paying, but yeah, and it depends on how close and do you really need to be in those particular investments.
Mm-hmm. Once again, it all comes down to your goals. It comes down to what you consider to be important. And everybody's situation, as I've been telling you for many, many years here, everyone's situation is different. So for us to, say it's always good or always bad, we're not going to do that. Our standard answer, Professor Plum?
It depends.
There you go. It depends. And it always does. What your situation is, what your circumstances are. All right, we're going to take some emails and some phone calls when we come back. A couple of lines open. In fact, four lines open. Get on board now. Talk to the Brain Trust with your money questions, 877-PLA-NNER, Planner, Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum from Lucia Capital Group. We're coming right back.
How much time do you spend worrying about money? A recent survey by a major investment firm found that on average, investors spend an hour and 20 minutes each day worrying about money. That adds up to 475 hours a year. And what exactly are we stressing about? Respondents to the survey said their top three concerns are a catastrophic event using up their retirement funds, living longer, and their retirement funds not keeping up with inflation. If your financial fears are causing you to worry hundreds of hours each year, spend 1 hour in a complimentary consultation with a Lucia Capital Group advisor. If you're concerned about outliving your money or the threat of inflation, turn to the experience and guidance of a Lucia Capital Group retirement strategist. Call 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or schedule a consultation by clicking Contact Us at LuciaCap.com. That's LuciaCap.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group and affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services. Because financial needs and goals evolve as life goes on, you need an investment strategy that's adaptable over time. Since its inception, the Lucia Capital Group Bucket Strategy has been refined and enhanced to address many of your changing needs, creating additional opportunities for managing your long-term buckets, options to incorporate non-correlated investments, access to investments to help you manage the risk of outliving your money, and ways to invest for tax efficiency. The Bucket Strategy has a simple structure designed for your income needs today and the potential for growth tomorrow, and is fully customized for each investor. Find out how a bucket strategy can be created just for you, then adapted to align with your goals over time. Schedule a complimentary consultation at 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or go to luciacap.com, luciacap.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group and affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services. The strategy involves investment subject to risk.
I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Mortgage rates have dropped again. In fact, recently mortgage rates have dropped to the second lowest level in history. Now is the time for you to take advantage of these historically low rates and save serious money every month by refinancing your mortgage. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is all the way down to 3.5%, APR 3.57%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN to see how far we can lower your mortgage payment. For 6 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the third year, they also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. It's a great time to refinance with Quicken Loans and save hundreds every month. This ultra-low rate of 3.5% won't last long. So call 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Market Strategy Investing, Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, here to answer your money questions, talk to you about strategy. If you want to give us a call, we got some lines open, 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R, 877-752-6637. Emails, you can send those to us at our website, wealthed.com, wealthed.com. It's where you can also find a bunch of blog posts, audio posts, video, etc., on things that we talk about on this program. And we'll tell you a little bit later on, you can also sign up for one of the many alternative retirement strategies workshops that we got happening around the country. So stay tuned for more information on that. All right, 877-PLANNER, our number, P-L-A-N-N-E-R. Let's see, an email or two, because I did get behind. We only got to one yesterday, so let's get to at least a couple here before the top of the hour. This comes from Mitchell in Las Vegas, Nevada. Dear Johnny Dean and Rick the Professor Plum, hey, thank you. Oh, he says thank you. When the cable company tried to raise my bill to over $200 a month after years of me being a good customer for them, I cut the cord, and to my pleasant surprise, I found you guys. Well, thank you. That's a good way to go. I watch your show every day, was inspired to take a class at the university here on retirement planning. Hey, even better. Mitchell says, I hoped to be able to make your event here in Las Vegas. Good. We'll tell you about that coming up. He says this, my girlfriend has a baby, had a baby 4.5 years ago, and we have joint custody. For the last 4 years, I've stayed at home and watched my daughter while her mom went to work, living off of income only from investments, $3,500 a month. That's not bad.
Way to go.
He says, it's been great. I have no debt. I own my house and car outright. I pay child support, and my daughter's mom declares my daughter on her taxes. I was wondering, if I collect Social Security retirement early at age 62, and that would be $1,200 a month, can I apply for my 10-year-old at that time? My 10-year-old at that time, daughter and, what does it say? Can I apply for my 10-year-old daughter, I guess? Oh, she'll be 10 at the time. Okay. And will her money go to her mom, and will I still be paying child support? I want to use the extra income to move to a better neighborhood. I also have a private pension to collect on and was wondering if I could make my daughter the designated beneficiary. Can I transfer the pension payments into an IRA and use that for her college in the year 2028? Thanks, guys. Okay, several questions here, Professor Rick Plum.
Well, let's work backwards. Can you transfer the pension payments into an IRA? No. Lifetime pension payments are not allowed to be deposited to an IRA. Lifetime means it's a long period of time, and it's an unknown period of time. The only time a series of payments from a pension can be transferred to an IRA is if it has a term certain that is less than 10 years. If there are less than 10 years worth of payments, guaranteed to be less than 10 years, then it can go and transfer to an IRA and not have a taxable event at the time that the payment is being received. Later on, obviously, when you take the money out of the IRA, it'll be taxable. So with a lifetime payment from a pension, no, you cannot transfer it into an IRA. Can you name your daughter as beneficiary? Well, you'd have to talk to your union. And what do you mean by beneficiary? If you're taking a joint payment between you and her, there's a huge difference in age. And they're going to base it basically on her age, and your pension's going to go to nothing because they're basically going to have to pay it out for her entire age.
You're saying the payment is going to go down.
Payment's going to be based on a 10-year-old's or 8-year-old's life expectancy, right, which means they're going to pay it for a long time. Now, if you're saying that you're going to take a like a refund option, a life with refund option, or if they even offer these types of things, where there's a residual benefit that could be paid out to your daughter, you could do that if the union, Culinary Institute, allows for it. So you would have to contact your pension officers and say, what are my options, and is there any way for my daughter to be able to get something if I die too soon? And it depends on the options that they allow. Now, what happens to Social Security? If you do apply for your own Social Security at 62, and you have a dependent child, and whether you take them as a dependency on your tax return is not the factor here, yeah, they can get a benefit. And in fact, if you're getting $1,200 at 62, your daughter would be eligible for $800. And she'd get 50%. Now, wait a minute, 800 is not 50% of 12. It's 50% of your full retirement age benefit. So it may be a little bit higher depending upon how old you are today. But yeah, she would be eligible until she turned 18 or graduated high school, whichever is later of those two, or 19 at the very latest. So yes, it could help. Now, if you're, but you're the mother of the girl would not get a benefit because she's not married to you. So don't have to worry about family maximums in this case.
And she's probably working anyway, I would guess.
I would expect so, yeah.
Right.
So
now, will I still be paying child support? I wonder if he thinks that maybe...
that's a different game. That's all subject to the divorce declaration.
Would this take the place of child support? That I don't think...
I don't think it'll take the place of child support, because it's an add-on and it's something else, but you could maybe renegotiate things. And, you know, it could be part of the money that you're paying and helping out with, but it is... You know,
It
won't go to the mom. It'll go to him for the benefit of his daughter.
So he'd have to have a joint account or something, perhaps?
It might be paid
daughter.
Directly to him. I'll have to look into that aspect of it.
Yeah, because...
For the benefit of her.
I see his concern that it's going to go to mom, who's going to use it for something else and not for the...
Right, it's going to go to mom, and then he's not going to get any benefit.
And the daughter or whatever...
May or may not get any benefit.
Right, yeah, I can understand that.
But it shouldn't go to the mom. It should go to him and her. Not her and her.
I hope that answers your questions, Mitchell. If not, give us a call or send us another email as a follow-up, and we'll try to clarify where we can. A lot of stuff there, a lot of good stuff, and maybe we can comment more a little bit more after the break. But I want to take a couple calls. We got some folks on hold. 877-PLANNER, PLANNER. Let's go next to Todd in Phoenix, Arizona. Hi, Todd.
Hey, good day. Yeah, I got a question. I've got a 10-year annuity that I've got two more years on. And I was just curious on when the 10 years is up, what's the best thing to do with that? You just take a little bit of money out of each year that you need and then just let it run, or how do you guys work that?
Well, it depends. Is it a fixed annuity, index annuity, a variable annuity? What do we have?
Point-to-point index annuity.
Okay, an index annuity. It depends. When the 10 years is up, do you need to start drawing income?
I'll probably take a little bit out, $500 a month or something like that. Or what's best, to take $500 a month or just do it by the yearly?
With an index annuity, it's generally, especially with point-to-point, it's better to do it right after the annual reset. So the question is, do you want to do something? Is it an IRA or just personal money?
Just personal money.
Okay, so moving it, you would have a taxable event of whatever the accumulated appreciation is and accumulated interest is in the thing. So it might be a little bit difficult to remember. Many of the index annuities also have a guaranteed account. So I would look at, do they have a guaranteed interest payment account that I could take distributions from? Because let's say, how much is this annuity worth? $100,000?
Right now it's $215,000 of my money, plus their $13,000 in bonus, plus whatever interest.
Okay, so probably $250,000. Yeah,
somewhere.
Getting $500 a month out of that is going to be very easy to do. Now, does this have a guaranteed lifetime income rider on it?
No, I did not put that on there.
Right, so what you could do is look into whether or not this one, and what's going to be the big key factor is, are they going to change the cap rates when the 10 years is up? Or are they going to continue to give you reasonable cap rates at the end of the 10 years, so that you may want to be staying there. But I'd like to be able to take the distribution. So you want $6,000 a year. So maybe out of that, $250,000, if the contract allows, you move 30 or 50 of it to the guaranteed account, and you just, and if they will let you take the money directly from the guaranteed account and not the index account, then it's easy to set it up on a monthly basis. Not all of them will do this. If they won't let you do that, then each year, or you just take it right after the anniversary date, you take out your $6,000 for $500 a month, and you're done with it for the year. And so that would be, but that's assuming they continue to offer reasonable cap rates. And it may be. Go ahead.
What do they charge if you want at the end of the year? Do they charge you anything, or do they just give you your whatever $6,000 at the end of the year?
It's just what it, I mean. Now it becomes a liquid account. Assuming the surrender charges are for 10 years, and at the end of the 10 years, the surrender charge goes away, and they don't re-up it again, which is be rare, but I've seen it done. Now it just becomes a liquid account. But the issue, you don't want to take the distribution in the middle or towards the end of the crediting period, because then you don't get any interest on it for that period of time. They go back and treat it as if it came out at the beginning anyway. So you might as well take it out at the beginning of the crediting period.
Right. As soon as my due date is up, then and have them give me the $6,000 right then.
Right. And, you know, maybe depending upon what your tax situation is, you may want to pull out bigger chunks of money and set it off the side in something else, and maybe 1035 exchanges to a different annuity if that makes sense. I don't know what's going to be available 2 years from now when this annuity comes out of surrender. So the idea would be to take a look at it about 18 months from now, close to the two-year mark, close to the anniversary, and put it as part of the overall plan and say, okay, what's the best use of this money? If the index annuity is still working for you and they're still offering good cap rates, I don't see a reason to move. But if they've given you horrible cap rates and you want, and who knows what's available at that, maybe there's something better, maybe we can find something better for you then.
Yeah, hey, listen, if you have any other questions, hold on, I just got to take a break here. So if you have any other questions, please stick around, just be a couple of minutes here. If you need further explanation, hold on. We can have Professor Plum talk to you a little bit more about this off the air, kind of like what we were talking about just a little bit ago. So hold on. Make sure everybody's questions are answered. Take a short break here. We're going to come back with anybody else who happens to be on hold. We'll get your name up there. We got a couple emails to get to, some trivia if there's time, and we'll tell you what's coming up on this here program in on a future date. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum from Lucia Capital Group, 877-PLANNER, Bucket Strategy Investing.
How would you rate your financial literacy? Is there more that you can do and more you should do to educate yourself about investing?
The November 2015 S&P Global Financial Literacy Survey determined that 2 in 3 adults worldwide are considered illiterate regarding their knowledge of basic financial concepts. The United States ranked only 14th worldwide in financial literacy.
So where can you go for information and guidance? Where can you build your knowledge base to help you make informed financial decisions?
WealthEd.com is the website focused on financial literacy and wealth education. WealthEd.com features an extensive on-demand video content library for education, planning, and advice that you can access for free.
WealthEd.com's original and exclusive programming features Lucia Capital Group certified financial planner professionals and retirement planning strategists.
WealthEd.com.
Online, on demand, WealthEd.com.
Securities offered through Lucia Securities LLC, member SIPC, and a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal. Lucia Capital Group advisors travel the country talking to individuals about retirement at open seminars, but they can also schedule a private seminar at your company and customize a retirement planning presentation for your employees.
I'm Rick Plum, certified financial planner.
And I'm Terry Keyes, chartered financial consultant.
We'll teach you a strategy to integrate Social Security benefits with your other investments.
We'll talk about lifetime income strategies and what alternatives to stocks and bonds may fit into your retirement plan.
We'll tell you what you should know about managed portfolios, and we'll discuss your concerns about outliving your money, stock market volatility, and managing your taxes.
Business owners and HR managers can now schedule private retirement planning meetings for organizations of 50 or more. Call Lucia Capital Group at 800-644-1150 to schedule. That's 800-644-1150. Rick Plum and Terry Keyes are registered representatives of and offer securities through Lucia Securities LLC, a registered broker-dealer member SIPC. Lucia Securities is a wholly owned subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal.
It started at Bunco Night. A little tickle in my throat, says Sandra. Then comes Colin barking like a seal. That cough, that's the flu. And then it spreads to Edna, to Wiley, to Marjorie. But when it comes to your door, you won't be answering because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're seeing doctors and sweating through fevers, you'll be teaching your granddaughter the two-deck shuffle. Shield yourself at Rite Aid before it's too late. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends flu and pneumonia shots. No appointments necessary, and they're free with Medicare Part B. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
U2 America TV, featuring original live programs created with you in mind. Engage with shows through social media and the U2 America app. America Trends with Dr. Gina covers the trending topics of the day and allows viewers to interact with the show. Sully's Biz Brew is business with a barroom slant, delivered with a twist. Visit U2America.com to find a channel near you. U2 America, red, white, and you.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Have you heard? Proactiv Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited time offer. Give us a call at 800-726-1031 because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactiv Plus now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactiv Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-726-1031. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-726-1031. That's 800-726-1031.
Yeah, you ain't seen nothing yet. I could say that about a lot of things. If you haven't been to one of the workshops, the Lucia Capital Group strategy workshops, and in particular what we're talking about is the Alternative Retirement Strategies workshops, I'll tell you this, you haven't seen anything yet. You want to join the Brain Trust. Now, we've got a couple more cities still to go, and we're going to remind you right now that Las Vegas is happening this Saturday, a couple of days away. Still a little bit of room, but not a lot of time to sign up. This Saturday, Las Vegas, Nevada, 9 o'clock in the morning at the Renaissance Hotel. Join the Brain Trust. Professor Rick Plum, meet him, greet him, and the local advisors from Lucia Capital Group. They'll tell you all about not just alternative retirement strategies, but some alternative investments that you might consider. Investing like an endowment, how that works. That all happens this Saturday, Las Vegas, Nevada. Join them. Sign up. It's all free. Go to wealthed.com. And after that, not long after that, Phoenix, Arizona. Don't want you to forget, we're going to be there a week from Saturday, October 8th in Phoenix, Arizona. And you can sign up once again at wealthed.com. Houston, Texas, October 22nd. So the next three, Las Vegas, Phoenix, and Houston. We would love to see you at any and or all of them. You know what? Form a caravan. Follow the Brain Trust around the country. Once again, go to wealthed.com. We do want to see you there. Wealthed.com. Learning to invest like an endowment. Professor Plum, endowments, of course, well known, you know, with universities. They deal with billions of dollars, but they have certain investing styles that really you could, in some ways, perhaps imitate, huh?
They do things that we can learn from. Now, we're not the same thing as an endowment.
No, we are
not. So we don't do exactly what an endowment does. But they do things that we can incorporate into our own retirement planning. And we can look at it and say, let's take the positives of what they do that are different than what the average investor does, which is not very much, and make it work for you to be able to, you know, like one of our earlier callers, have a 40-year income and try to make sure that you always have income no matter how long you live.
Right. So the idea, of course, is to perhaps reduce volatility because, you know, when you're retired, you're taking money out of, say, some fixed portion of an account. Volatility
It can hurt.
It can hurt. It really can. All right. So check wealthed.com. 877-PLANNER. Let's move. Let's go next to Greg then in Santan Valley, Arizona. Hello, Greg.
Oh, hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I'm a little concerned. I'll be retiring in about 3 years, and I'm not sure how to set up buckets based on if there was a future of negative interest rates. How would you do that? Would you buy bonds now and then hope that rates don't go negative if we go into recession? They use those tools to, you know, bring them out of their toolbox and try to fix the economy with negative interest rates?
Well, whether you have negative interest rates or not within the next couple of years, if you're going to retire in a couple of years, you set your buckets up today so that
Right. Regardless
of what happens, you'll still be able to have your income. And you're worried about two different sides. You're worried about the deflationary side on the one thing, but you're also worried about maybe inflation at some point. So you have to have assets that react to both of those different areas to make sure that you've got everything covered. And so creating an appropriate strategy and locking in some rates today for shorter periods of time, 5 years, 6 years, things like that, helps one side, and then using other assets for more growth and growth that's a inflation sensitive on the longer term assets can help you in that area as well. But setting up your buckets right now can help you at least make it through downturns in the market, which who knows if they'll happen in the next 2 years. Maybe yes, maybe no. Changes in interest rates, maybe yes, maybe no. So you're looking at trying to cover all of these things and create a stable income that really isn't determined by any of those. And how you do that is a bucket strategy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So would a fixed indexed annuity be in that bucket consideration?
It could be.
Okay.
That could be a what we consider a bucket 2, 6 year, 7 year time horizon, where you cannot lose money. You know, the worst case scenario for a given period of time, 1 year usually, is that you earn nothing, but you won't lose anything. And then on the upside, you're probably going to earn 3 or 4% on the good years. So over a 5, 6, 7 year period of time, maybe you have 2 bad years and 3 or 4 or 5 good years of 3, 4, 5%. And you end up with a 3 or 4% overall rate of return over that 5, 6, 7 year period of time. But you can't lose money, at least not according to the insurance company.
Right.
As long as you stay with a good insurance company, you won't lose money.
Yeah. Well, that's kind of worrisome too, right? I mean, if the interest rates went negative, then that would affect their pools of
It wouldn't. I mean, they've got a big pool of money that they've already got set in place. You know, some of it is in areas. They're kind of doing the same thing we're doing, just on a much grander scale. You know, and in many respects, they take some of that endowment style investing too. They're buying different types of investments to be able to back up their ability to make payments. They have certain laws with reserves and things they have to do as well. So I'm not as worried about them as I am about us.
Yeah, and I'm not really, I don't think negative interest rates are in our future at all. It doesn't work anywhere, and certainly not in this country. They're not going to raise or lower rates to the point where, because what you wind up with is a tax on savings accounts. Savings accounts.
Everybody will pull their money out of savings.
Right, isn't going to happen, and people aren't going to. I mean, they're going to spend it. They're going to just keep it in the mattress or someplace in a safe. You know, we're going to wind up with cash all over the place. So I'm not too concerned personally, Greg, about negative interest rates. So okay. I wouldn't fret too much about that.
But now is the time to get your bucket set up so that no matter what happens between now and when you want to retire,
that's it.
Your retirement date is set by you, and not determined by the market.
So the safe bucket on the front end, that should be for 7 years, you're saying, or 5 years?
We start with a 7 year time horizon for bucket number one. Some people that are on the more aggressive side may make it 5 years. Some people that are on the more conservative side may make it 8 to 10 years. So that's where your risk tolerance kind of comes into play as well. But most of the time, we set the first bucket up for a 7 year time horizon.
Yeah,
and
then
CDs and whatnot.
CDs, fixed annuities, fixed income portfolios. There's different things that we can use in those areas.
Yeah, it's based on the time horizon of that bucket. So the first couple of years might be cash or CDs, something that's fairly liquid. But as you bucketize bucket one, you might be able to for years 3 and 4.
Yeah, you use a short duration bond fund that's reinvesting.
Right, and then maybe some type of a short term
annuity. Use a portfolio of bonds, whether it be short duration, floating rate, and other thing. You know, all reinvesting within themselves over a 3, 4, 5 year period of time.
Yeah.
So cash for the first year, probably cash for the first 2 years.
Yeah. Greg, if you need help, I got to end the hour. If you need some help, hold on. I'll let Professor Plum give you a little bit more guidance on this. We're just out of time for the hour. So hold on. Happy to talk to you more about it. Of course, anybody can talk to Professor Plum about any of the stuff that we hear, you hear and see on the program. Give him a call at the off-air number at Lucia Capital Group. That number, 800-644-1150. Learn all about what we talk about. Get your bucket strategy set up. Lucia Capital Group will help you out. 800-644-1150. Out of time for Professor Rick Plum. I'm Johnny Dean. This is Bucket Strategy Investing.
Information presented should not be considered specific tax, legal, or investment advice. You should always seek counsel of the appropriate advisor prior to making any investment decision. All investments are subject to risk, including the loss of principal. There is no guarantee that any investing or financial planning strategy will be profitable, provide protection from loss, or meet its stated objectives. Investment advisor representatives of Lucia Capital Group are also registered representatives of and offer securities through Lucia Securities, LLC, a registered broker-dealer, member FINRA, SIPC. John Dean is an associated person with Lucia Securities, LLC. In the information presented, the opinions and views expressed are subject to change without notice and may not come to pass. Registration with the SEC does not imply a certain level of skill or training.